Okay, so I know Halloween's already over. I'm just not getting a chance to record this fantastic script that Homer wrote. So, here goes. Good, you're home. No, I did not go out trick-or-treating tonight. I'm not a little girl anymore. Everyone else looks at me and sees a teenage girl. You still see the cute little girl that used to walk around the neighborhood on Halloween. But take a good look at me and this sexy devil costume I'm wearing. I know you disapproved of that skimpy outfit that I wore last year. Well, this one is even skimpier, and I feel it out a whole lot better. I'm much more likely to get catcalls than candy if I go trick-or-treating with this. But enough about trick-or-treating. It is Halloween, which is very important to me for another reason. It turns out it's the one night a year there's a certain ritual that can be performed. A dark, evil ritual. One that is burned deep within the lyrics of Taylor Swift records. Are you laughing at me? Dark rituals are a serious business. Is it because of Taylor Swift? Do you think that anyone can get that popular or good-looking without invoking some eldritch power? I want to be as popular as Taylor Swift. And I want to be as beautiful. Oh, do you really think so? You're just saying that because you're my big brother. You have to tell me I'm beautiful. But at best, you mean cute. Because of the little girl you always see me as. But soon that will change. Everyone will see me differently. But anyway, I was bored one night and I started playing with my Taylor Swift MP3s, speeding them up or slowing them down. And then I started playing them backwards. Like everything else I had done, it was just for good laughs. But then I started to hear words mixed in with the gibberish. Real words hidden in the backward lyrics. It was so ingenious. I wonder why no one had thought of this before. But now I had to get a little creative. The words weren't always clear, so I had to learn to apply filters to them. It's not like Taylor Swift could just outright tell us what to do. It was kind of like a riddle. So I had to interpret a few things on my own. Like these words here from my notes. Where was that? Oh, first I thought it said, Gary fight? I thought maybe she was talking about another ex-boyfriend. She is Taylor Swift. That's kind of her thing. But then I realized that it could be scary night. Which, there's no night scarier than Halloween, is there? Well, I have pages and pages of notes here where I've found clues and dozens of her songs. If you interpret them in a certain way, they point the way to unlock your heart's desire. I think it turns me into some kind of supernatural being, like a witch or a demon, or even a succubus. You just have to follow the steps outlined in the hidden messages. For instance, waiting until late at night on Halloween, or anointing myself in the blood of an apple. It's okay. I washed it off afterwards. But I still kind of smell like an apple. Look, I'm sure you don't want me to go through the entire list of what I've gone through so far as part of the ritual. The important thing you need to know is that I'm down to just one last thing. The most important thing. I was confused on the clue for the longest time. It sounded like bake another seed, which doesn't make sense. Then I thought it was cake your mother's feed, which wasn't very clear, but Mom did make a cake the other day, so I fed it to myself. But no special powers, other than a sugar rush that I'm still not entirely over. But then, I went back to the clue and filtered it some more, and I'm pretty sure I know what it says. Take your brother's seed. And, by seed, I think it means sperm. I had to look it up, but apparently the word seed gets used a lot in that sense. So, long story short, I just need you to come in me. Then I can collect unimaginable powers and become a great actress or singer or both. Really, I can do whatever I want. So even though I'm not going to any Halloween parties tonight, I did put on a sexy devil outfit anyway, because a Halloween costume is pretty much the sluttiest thing an underage girl can buy. So how else am I going to get a skirt this short, or stockings like this, or be able to show this much cleavage? I also need to make sure that you notice that I am a woman, or at least close enough not to make a difference. Well, let's move on to the next part then, where you screw your little sister and I gain incredible power. Well, and where you possibly... have fun in the process. At least you. I've obviously got my own motives for this. Should we do this on your bed? Or does the idea of deflowering a little sister in her own bed appeal to you more? Did I break you? You're just staring at me, and not in the good way. Not in the way that says, I'm totally on board with incest with a hot piece of ass that is my little sister. But suspiciously more like, oh my god, my brain is just shut down. Look. I know I'm asking for a lot, but it's for a good cause. It's to make me incredibly powerful, just like my idol. All you have to do is stick your penis in your little sister from anywhere from a few seconds to a few minutes, and then come in her. You have the easy part. I have to lose my virginity and figure out what to do with near infinite superpower abilities. Maybe I can convince you to help me. And to fuck me. This wasn't quite a complete costume. It came with the sexy, but very short red devil dress, including the tail. It came with horns and the stockings. And even the cute little red shoes with stripper heels. But it didn't come with any underwear. And the skirt barely covers that part of me. But if I lift it up, you can clearly see that I am naked underneath. You can also clearly see that I'm not a little girl down there anymore. So despite what my driver's license says, or your memories, my body says something else entirely. It says, I am a woman, and that I am ready to be fucked. What that sudden bulge in your pants says is that you're growing more okay with this idea of having sex with your little sister, or at least of having sex with a girl in front of you. The way I'm dressed, and with all this makeup, I don't look much like the little girl you remember, do I? Just think of me as some sexy girl from school who's totally down with having sex with you. Maybe it's not because I'm into you, but it's important that you can put yourself into me. You always end up giving in to me, giving me what I want. We both know that. I always got your desserts. And I'd get you to buy me something when we were out. Well, I've never wanted anything more than this. I need that. So I can get all that power. And if you're completely honest with yourself, don't you need to fuck your baby sister? And let me unzip those pants for you. They say monsters come out on Halloween. I think it's time we let this one out. You kind of want to stop me as I unzip them and pull them down a little bit, but you don't. I can tell it makes you feel guilty, but this is for my own good. And I'm the aggressive one here. I'm the one who's taking my hands and wrapping my slim fingers with bright red fingernails around your cock. I'll just stroke and squeeze it gently at first. But then, I'll stroke it. But it's so big and warm in my little hands. I can feel your pulse. More blood rushes to fill it. Your heart is beating as hard as mine. Do you want me to sock your cock, big brother? It's not part of the ritual. But maybe it will help you want to screw me. I'll gladly sock your cock. As long as you don't come in my mouth. All of that sperm is meant to be inside my pussy. Taylor Swift has decreed it. Let me lick the tip of it. I don't have a forked tongue like the devil, but we'll do naughty things to your cock anyway. Like flick across the parts where you hopefully your cum will shoot out in a few minutes and deep inside me. Or if I put my mouth over the head, I can do even better things with my tongue. You're my first blowjob. Your little sister's mouth has never tasted cock before. I hope I'm doing okay as I kiss and suck on the head. My hand continues to stroke it. But now your shaft is covered. And more with my saliva. Making it easier to pump my fist up and down as I suck the end of it. I wish I could get more of it into my little mouth. But what we do with my mouth isn't as important as what we do with my pussy. Speaking of pussy, it's getting very, very wet. I'm not even touching it. It's all from what I'm doing to you. Well, I may be thinking about what happens when we complete the ritual. I've always been easily aroused, though. And this is the most stimulating thing I've ever had. Now, after all of that, are you ready to have sex with me? To take your little sister's virginity and then come inside of her? You don't have to tell me yes. You just have to not resist all that hard as I stand up and lead your cock over to your bed. I could remove my costume if you like, but nothing I'm wearing is going to get in the way of you screwing me. Maybe it'll make it easier because of how old it makes me look and less like your little sister. If I climb into the bed on my hands and knees, you don't have to look me in the face as we do it. You can take me from behind. And then I'm just another girl in a slutty Halloween costume, ready for your cock. Just get in the bed behind me. You know you want to. And just as importantly, you know I want you to. And Taylor Swift does too. She wouldn't have left clues for me. With how short this skirt is, with me on all fours like this, I know it's totally exposing my bottom and my pussy to you. I look back at you over my shoulder, and I see you staring at it. Well, you can do much more than stare. Good. I can feel you shifting in the bed as you kneel on it behind me. You're much bigger than me. And it's like I'm being pulled towards you as the bed sinks there. But it's okay. Because we need to get even closer. Go ahead. Touch me. It's okay. Run your hands over my cute little bottom. Or my hips. Or my thighs. Or... Or my pussy. Yes, just like that. Oh, you can see how wet I am for you. For you. And your cock. I know my pussy looks small. And your cock looks so big. But we can make it work. I'll be very tight. But that will be very good for you. I promise. Oh, it's not just your fingers touching me now. Oh, that's the head of your cock rubbing against my opening slit. Pushing against me. Stretching me. As it tries to find its way in. You can do it. You have my permission. At this point, I'm so turned on, I think I'd even give in without the promise of power. Right now, I just want my big brother's cock deep inside me. Oh, there. The cock is coming. The head's going in. Now you have to take my virginity. Thrust yourself deep inside me. For the ritual. But it's also for me. Just grab my hips and do it. I can't wait anymore. Oh, fuck. It went in so easily, despite my size and lack of experience. It didn't even hurt that much. And that's fading already. Oh, keep fucking me. Moving in and out as well as you can in my tight pussy. I need to get you to come and give me your seed. But if you could make me come too, that would be great. Yes. Oh, it feels so good already. Your cock pumps in and out so easily. Your little sister's pussy accepts your cock as well as any other girl's. Maybe even better. And it will accept all your cum as well, too. Oh, don't worry what happened after you come in me. It doesn't matter if I get pregnant once I'll have that power. And to be honest, right now, I like the idea of my brother making a baby in me. I know it's wrong, but I can't help it. Oh, just like I can't help pushing myself back against you as you fuck me. Oh, or how many... Oh, the wetness coats my thighs. Oh, yes. Oh, you can fuck me harder. I'm not a little girl anymore.
I need to tell you that. And now I'm proving it. Fuck me like you'd fuck any other girl. Or even harder. I want you to do it. I can't. Oh, I can't. And can't you feel how much I want it? Oh, God, yes. Yes. Oh, it feels so good. I must be on the right path. Oh, my body's telling me this is the right way to complete the ritual. Or maybe I'm just a slut for my brother's cock. Oh, I think it's both. And even if this really, really wrong. Oh, it's just like, it's really wrong, but I'm going to come. And you're going to come in me. Then we might have to. Why just make making baby? Oh, fuck. Oh, please come in me. Please come in me and make me powerful. Also make me pregnant. Oh, I want both just as bad right now. Oh, yes. Come in, your little sister's little pussy. Fill me up with your seed, big brother. Yes. Yes. Fuck yes. Oh, yes. Fuck. That was incredible. Oh, I've never come so hard from anything I did to myself. Oh. It must have been a side effect to all the power rushing into me as we complete the ritual. Okay. Take your cock out of me. And let me turn around. Look at me. Do I look even more beautiful now? Wait, you're just saying that again because you're my big brother. And because we just had hot ancestral sex. Did the ritual not work? Or was I wrong about it? Did I just interpret some random noise as clues to some supernatural mystery? Oh God. Did I just get pregnant with my brother's baby? I may be having second thoughts about this whole thing right now. You know, the whole incest thing, the whole possible pregnancy, and the fact that I'm sitting on your bed with your cum dripping out of down my legs. Okay. Can you at least get me a blanket so I can cover up? Thank you. That was fast of you. It's like it was suddenly just around me. Wait a second. I also want that last slice of mom's cake that was sitting on the side cupboard. Oh my God. It's the cake. Do you know what this means? Well, besides the fact that I have some yummy cake, it worked. The ritual worked. I have supernatural powers now. I can have anything I want in the whole world right now. Except what I want most right now is you. First for cuddles, and then for more sex. Then rinse and repeat for the entire night. I think I can make you hard, which is a thought right now. But after we cuddle for a bit first, I'd much rather make it happen the old-fashioned way. Happy Halloween, Big Brother. Our world will never be the same again after tonight.